Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast. I'm the managing editor of Money, Vanessa Walker, and I'm here with journalist Nicola Field. Nicola wrote our August issue cover story about how AI will affect jobs. It's a deep dive into what roles are likely to thrive and what jobs are likely to go in the foreseeable future. It's important information if you're employed or you have children who are wanting to help steer their career into something with longevity. Welcome, Nicola. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the good news. Fire away.
Okay. Well, the good news is a little bit tempered with some bad news as well. The World Economic Forum estimates that we're going to lose 98 million roles by 2030. But the good news is that AI will create 170 million jobs globally. So worldwide, we'll be ahead by 78 million jobs thanks to AI.
All right. That's great. That's good for the global world. Now, looking at through a local lens, how will AI affect the specific job market here in Australia, do you think?
Yeah, it is a bit more of a challenge in Australia. Our economy is dominated by raw materials exports. We don't have a big manufacturing sector, and we don't have many consumption-driven services. So AI is less likely to have a brilliant effect on the employment market. And in fact, the Social Policy Group estimates that one third of the workforce could experience unemployment by 2030, just 5 years away, if AI maintains its current pace.
Wow. So if we go into AI in the workplace, in what ways will AI take over human functions in the workplace? What is it more efficient at than people?
You know, when AI is mentioned, I always think of that kind of Terminator, robots gone rogue image. But in fact, AI is already happening in the workforce, and it's very, very good at taking over repetitive, lower order skills. So, for example, clerical roles where you're just, or data entry roles where you're doing a very repetitive role that doesn't really require significant human problem solving or creativity input. Those are the sort of roles that are absolutely ripe for AI to be used on.
Right. What are the characteristics of jobs that are likely to remain in human hands?
Well, human roles that work better than AI are those that involve critical thinking, strategic decision-making, jobs that have interpersonal skills. Those are all very much human characteristics that it is very, very difficult at this stage for AI to replace.
All right. So our critical thinking facilities, managing people, managing processes, et cetera, and strategy.
Right. Yeah.
What are the benefits to employers of using AI to perform these tasks rather than humans?
Well, we're hearing a lot in the media at the moment about productivity and how Australia's productivity hasn't really improved significantly over quite a long period of time. And that is where AI can make a big difference. I spoke to an AI consultant who ran workshops for small businesses in Queensland. And the overall finding there was that by embracing AI, businesses could free up 8 hours per week of each employee's time. Now, that meant scrapping some of the, or delegating some of the more repetitive menial tasks to AI so that employees had an additional 8 hours to spend on jobs where they could really add some personal input. Those, as you say, those creative roles. Things where that are higher order skills where they can really make a difference to productivity.
All right. So a day a week, really, they loosen up for people to do strategic, more thoughtful tasks.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, how can employees prove their worth and retain their jobs since AI is coming into the picture?
I think one of the key issues that came out of the report was that trying to push back against AI will really work against you. It is critical to support your employer's move to AI and demonstrate that you're willing to go along with change and take advantage of the benefits that change can provide, because that way you're part of the broader experience, the more positive experience that a business is enjoying. So it's about not necessarily being an AI or a tech expert, but embracing change, using those human skills, demonstrating that you have interpersonal skills, that you have good communication skills, and avoiding sort of taking a Luddite approach, if you like, to AI and refusing to go along with it.
I guess you could also do some research and show your employer AI efficiencies in a proactive way that can make your job easier. So like we said before, you can start thinking about big strategic moves.
I think that's absolutely right. I think with or without AI, those sorts of activities certainly put yourself in a good light with any employer.
Now, let's return to the meat of the story you wrote. According to the World Economic Forum's Futures of Jobs report for 2025, what are, in fact, the fastest growing jobs over the next 5 years?
Well, you'll be surprised to learn that almost all of the top fastest growing jobs to 2030 involve technology. The big one is big data specialists. That's followed by fintech engineers and AI specialists. Pretty much anything that involves the latest technology will become a very big employment opportunity. Though, interestingly, delivery drivers actually rated very highly on among the top fastest growing jobs over the next 5 years. So, you know, you don't have to be a tech specialist to really benefit from the change that's going on, but it certainly does help.
Interesting. Why do you think delivery drivers appear in there? Is it we're all too lazy to cook now?
My first thought when I read that was that maybe those automated vehicles aren't going quite so well. Awesome. But yeah, maybe we're all so busy poring over the computer that we don't have time to cook.
So that was the fastest growing jobs. What are the fastest declining jobs more specifically?
Unfortunately, for those involved in clerical roles, most of the jobs that are most vulnerable to decline over the next 5 years are clerical roles. So things like postal clerks, bank tellers, ticket clerks, and even stock-keeping clerks. But it is worth pointing out that not every role is going to be affected positively, potentially negatively by AI, is a kind of low-skill role. Legal secretaries, legal officials, graphic designers, and accountants and auditors all face a possibility of having their jobs in decline as a result of AI.
Wow. All right. Good to know. Now, say our listeners want to future-proof their employment right now. How can they get educated about how to use AI in the workplace?
Yeah, there are a lot of courses available. There are whole degrees, in fact, available that focus on AI as a major. However, a number of the experts I spoke to did say that the fast pace of AI means that a degree you're starting today, the information may be outdated by the time you graduate in 3 or 4 years' time. So definitely short courses. And a number of the universities offer online courses that are AI related that you can take in at home, complete at your own pace, and they're not all that expensive. So that is definitely something worth looking at. You know, inquire of your local university or even tech as to what's available. But I think the overall feeling is that if it's a long course, you just want to be careful that the information is not going to be outdated by the time you've finished it.
Yes, it doesn't seem sensible to do a 3-year degree in AI where the technology supersedes your graduation.
That's right.
And now if our listeners want to be quick off the mark, what kind of roles are available today for the AI educated person? And importantly, part B, what kind of pay are they attracting?
Look, any sort of tech-related roles that touch on AI are brilliant. And you don't have to be a tech educated specialist. Even shadowing somebody who is very familiar with AI and picking up their skills along the way or being mentored by them can really enhance your employability. And it's not just about knowing about AI and being comfortable about AI. it's understanding how AI can be used to enhance business processes. And that's the real key. If you can nail that, research shows that you can pocket a 56% wage premium.
Oh my goodness. All right. So really, we're saying to people, go online, do short courses, get familiar, see how it can apply to your workplace, go to your employer, suggest things, make sure that you are needed and wanted, and alternatively, get across it, and you can actually have a side hustle or be employable as an expert.
Absolutely. I think you've absolutely nailed it there. But I think the overarching thing as well is that AI is with us. It is here to stay. Yes, there are some downsides to AI, but really it overall has a positive impact and the potential to create so many jobs that, quite frankly, we probably haven't even heard of today, which will be widespread in 5, maybe 10 years' time. So there's a lot of exciting aspects to AI to look forward to.
Excellent. All right. And just people, acclimatise yourself to change. Change is here. It's happening. Embrace it. Don't be left behind.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Nicola. Now, to read Nicola's story, you can open the August issue of Money, which is on sale now. It's replete with information, so you can get ahead of the game. Thanks so much, Nicola.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.